from harvest.ao.ai.mac to harvest.so.ai.sif.
Morning, beautiful. Got myself in a bind. Could use some help. Mind coming down?
Sif was surprised. It was the first text comm Mac had sent her in a very long time. He was flirting, but not speaking, making an unusual effort to be polite. But it was Mac's final question that really threw her logic for a loop. In the history of their relationship, Mac had never asked Sif to visit him in his own data center. Had she been in a more stable state, Sif would never have compressed a fragment of her core and pulsed it down the Tiara's maser. But her algorithm's restraint had backfired. If they wanted her to be reasonable, she would oblige, get another rational being to confirm or dismiss her conclusions. A few seconds later, Sif's fragment hit the antenna atop Utgard's reactor complex and slipped into Mac's comm buffer.
Well, that was quick. Make yourself comfortable. Be with you in a jiffy.
Mac's buffer was cluttered with other data, requests for help from farmers with broken jotuns and the like, evidence that Sif's spontaneity had surprised him as well. But Mac's hospitality was as good as promised, and soon Sif's fragment was settled in the flash memory of one of the processor clusters inside his data center. The fragment found that Mac had opened a circuit to the center's holoprojector, and Sif's avatar blazed forth, a whorl of photons that brightened the otherwise pitch-black room. "What are you doing?" her algorithm shrieked. "What I thought I needed to do," her core shot back. To mollify her code, she pinged her fragment and showed that it was still perfectly in sync with her core. She was in control, and if anything went wrong, she would simply discard the fragment. "Take your time," Sif said, her voice echoing from speakers in the projector's base. The cluster that held her fragment had access to the center's thermostat. Sif knew the room was cold, so she draped a crimson poncho over her avatar's bare shoulders, complementing her orange and yellow gown. Sif's golden hair was done up in a hasty twist, but she'd left a few strands swept across her brow in an effort to hide the worry lines her algorithms insisted she display. Like everything else about her avatar, its eyes and ears were strictly for show. But as fluorescent strip lights flickered on above the projector, Sif availed herself of the center's cameras and microphones and used them to properly animate her avatar's face as she inspected her surroundings. She had imagined Mac's data center would be a mess, given the sweat and grime he rendered on his own avatar. But much to her surprise, the data center was perfectly organized. His exposed circuits were neatly tied together, and his arrays stacked neatly in their racks. Maybe it helped that the center was so small, Sif thought, more a closet than a room. Or maybe his maintenance staff was more thorough. But focusing the center's cameras, Sif saw a layer of dust on the wires and racks, and she knew that no one, not even a tech crew, had been in Mac's data center for a very, very long time. Pulling the cameras back, Sif saw that the ceiling was braced with titanium beams, and the floor was covered with rubberized panels. She got a strange sensation, a feeling that she had seen this sort of room before.
"Got a few more things to clear off my plate. Mind getting started without me?"
Mac opened a circuit to a processor cluster closer to his core logic. As Sif's fragment shot forward, she caught brief glimpses of other active clusters, registered their tasks. While she was aware of Mac's various responsibilities, it was another thing entirely to see him go about his work from such an intimate point of view. The agricultural operations AI was at work all over Harvest, and Sif quickly gained newfound respect for how busy his job could be. The vast majority of Mac's clusters were constantly pinging his hundreds of thousands of jotuns, giving orders and checking for faults. In a set of three co-processing clusters, he was busy surveying all the cargo containers in the maglev system, verifying the alignment of their propulsive paddles. At the same time, he was conducting stress tests on the maglev rail lines themselves, checking to see how much excess capacity they could handle and at what speeds. Sif knew keeping tabs on the jotuns was an all-day, everyday task, but she was a little puzzled by the infrastructure assessment. The CA only required annual checks of major systems, and she knew Mac had turned in a report a few months back because she'd had to pester him to get it done. Then her fragment saw some things that made absolutely no sense at all. One of Mac's clusters was supervising a crew of Jotuns as they buried Harvest's mass driver.